Between the Pechenegs and the Khazars is a journey of 10 days through steppe lands and forests. There is no main road or beaten track between them and the Khazars. There is only this route through forests and thickets until they reach the country of the Khazars. The country of the Khazars is extensive. On one side is a great mountain chain, and it is the same mountain chain that slopes down at its far end to Tulas and Abkhaz. This mountain chain reaches to the region of Tiflis. They have a king called the Isha and a greater king called the Khazar Khagan. Though he has this name, the Khazars do not take orders from him. The Isha has the power to command and the control of the army and answers to no higher authority. Their supreme authority is Jewish, and so is the Isha and those commanding officers and important men who support him. The rest of them follow a religion like the religion of the Turks. Their city is Sarigashim, and nearby is another city called Karnbalik. The inhabitants dwell in these two cities during the winter, but in the spring they go out onto the steppe and stay there until the onset of winter. There are Muslims in these two cities. They have mosques, imams, muezzins, and Quran schools. Their king, the Isha, imposes a levy of cavalry on the people of power and wealth, in accordance with their wealth and means. They raid the Pechenegs every year. This Isha leads the expedition himself, going with his men on raids. They present a handsome spectacle. When they go out in any direction, they go out fully armed, with banners, lances, and strong coats of mail. He rides with 10,000 horsemen, some regular troops, others levied on the wealthy. When he goes in any direction, a sort of disc, like a drum, is carried in front of him. A horseman bears it before him, and he follows, leading the army, who can see the light reflected from the disc. When they take booty, it is gathered together in his camp, and the Isha takes what he likes for himself, leaving the rest to be divided among the troops.